But we begin with Bloomberg columnist Eli Lake. Eli, great story today. Very interesting, cogent read on what happened to Michael Flynn. Having dug into it to this extent, why do you surmise in the end that they went after Flynn, that they felt that he was sort of a vulnerable person or, you know, pegged to sort of take out of the Jenga tower of this campaign?
Well, some have speculated that Mike Flynn was the only person in Trump's inner circle that would have the experience in the intelligence community to know about the FBI's investigation into Trump-Russia collusion, and to be able to sort of get to the bottom of it, and would have the authority in his position as national security advisor to do just that. But I also think that there was a sense that Donald Trump, as well as Michael Flynn, were too willing to pursue a reset, if you will, with Russia after Russia's interference in the 2016 election. And while, you know, by the time there was the, you know, inauguration of President Trump, there was no evidence, and as Mueller would never indict anybody for a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia, it was something that was being investigated, and they hadn't turned up anything yet. But I think that that was also an element of it, which is that they really did not want to see an effort by the new Trump administration to try to have a better relationship with Russia, in the same way, by the way, that the Obama administration in 2009 pursued a reset of the relationship with Russia after the Russians had invaded the Republic of Georgia in 2008. So I think that some of it was just driven by the idea that how could anybody think that a relationship with Russia would be a good thing? And I have to say, as somebody who's hawkish on Russia, I agree with that. But that's not the role in any possible sense of the FBI to try to go after incoming administration officials because they disagree with their foreign policy preferences, that we adjudicate that through elections and congressional oversight, not through the awesome powers of the FBI.